We started by saying that the Vilna Gaon divides the Sefer Mishlei into three parts, and the middle section he calls Musar. So he explains that the difference between Chochmah and Musar is Chochmah Shelo Yipol Bereshis HaYetzer Hara, and Musar is a Mitzvah Mizgaber Olav Liyaser Tzasmo V'Lishbor Oisai. You have the relationship to the Yetzer Hara before the Yetzer Hara gets hold of you, and the relationship with the Yetzer Hara once the Yetzer Hara has a chokehold on the person. He has him in his grip. And the idea of Musar, Liyaser Esnafsho, Liyaser Esnafsho. But what does it mean, Liyaser Esnafsho? That's what I wanted to talk about. But in that context, I wanted to read another lashon of the Gra in Mishlei, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Orach l'chayim shomer musar ve'ozev tochachas mat'eh. Orach l'chayim shomer musar. So the Gaon says here, kvar kasafti l'mala shemusar hu yisurim she'odom miyaser es atzmo o she'acherim osim yisurim v'tochacho hu dibur. Vashomer musar, haynu mi sheyira liyaser es atzmoi, ulahargiz yetzer toiv al yetzer hara. Afal pi sheyesh lo yisurim mize, ze sheyovo lo orach chayim. Ke orach chayim eino bo rak al yedei yisurim, kmo shekosu v'derech chayim toichachois musar, v'amru al ze gemarim brochus daf hei amed aleph, she'olam haba eino bo ela al yedei yisurim. So what I wanted to ask is, what exactly are the Yisurim that the Vilna Gaon is talking about? Now, until he mentioned the Gemara on Daf Hey Amad Aleph and Brochus, we could conceive of the Yisurim as the kind of mortification that a person has in the process of analyzing his chait and feeling guilty and responsible. There's a certain self-flagellation. You know, you go into the depths of your heart and you feel responsible and guilty, and that causes all sorts of personal recriminations. You know, a person feels that he's no good, and that makes him very miserable and very upset. And these are yisurim which another person wouldn't have if he wasn't self-critical. Most people walk around waltzing all day long. That's a siman that they are not serious and they're not introspective. Because if they would be, then there would be many moments of self-doubt and many moments of anguish that they're not living up to the vision that they have of what ought to be. So those kind of yisurim are the yisurim of self-analysis, the yisurim of coming to terms with yourself, of looking at yourself in the mirror. They are self-inflicted. Nobody else is doing anything to you, and they're also not yisurim which are imposed upon you by the Ribbono Shel Olam in terms of physical pain or mental depression or something that comes min atzad. So we would have said that that's what he's talking about. When it says musar, it means the kind of yisurim that you come to, basically what I would say belongs to the category of charot l'shavar. In the process of tshuva, the charot l'shavar creates yisurim that I have caused to myself. The problem is, and this is a serious problem, that when you go from the beginning of the Sefer Mishlei Pirei HaGra, where he speaks about these three categories, and you go to the Gra in Mishlei Yud Yud Zayin, and that is the section called Musar, according to the Gra, and then you read his understanding of the word Musar and Yisurim, and you come upon his quotation of the Gemara in Brachos Daf Hei, you suddenly encounter Yisurim in a different sense entirely. And that is the Yisurim that come Mibachutz and that are imposed by the Ribbono Shel Olam, which could very well be mental and spiritual, but they could also be physical. So if a person looks at the Gemara in Brachos, he encounters a Gemara, not one line in the Gemara, but an entire Gemara. And the Gemara is a whole discussion of Yisurim. Very famous Gemara. Most of you know a good deal of the Gemara, practically Baal Peh. The Gemara says that the entire Amud has to do with Yisurim. Entire Amud. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara starts, Negoim Ubanim Einam Yisurim Shal Ahava. Negoim Ubanim. Rashi says at the very top of the Yomut, Kosalka Daite Hakoiver Ezbonov. When it says Negoim Ubanim, what's wrong with having Bonim? It's wonderful. Negoim Ubanim Einam Yisurim Shal Ahava, Kosalka Daite Hakoiver Ezbonov. He has children. And like Rabbi Yochanan said, Dein Garma da Asiri Bir. Right. So the Gemara says further, Unigoyim loiva tanyo komishyesh boy echod ma arba maris negoyim alolu eno elo mizbeach kapara. So the Gemara says, mizbeach kapara is not the same as Yisurim Shalava. It might be a kapara, but it doesn't mean that it's Yisurim Shalava. We don't know what Yisurim Shalava are exactly until later in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Yisurim Shalava have one criterion, Ein Bohem Mishum Bitl Torah. So the Gemara says that Yisurim Shalava they are not. The Boyisema Holon Vaholuhu, Rashi explains, Be'eretz Yisrael, Sherechoim Mekdoshes Bo Metzorah Ton Shiluach Chutza, Einan Yisurim Shalava, because he has to be separated from the rest of society. So how could that be called Yisurim Shalava? But Bovel, then it's Yisurim Shalava. Knows has the milus of Mizbeach Kapara, but doesn't have Shiluach Chutz L'machane. So that's considered Yisurim Shalava. Ha'olon, ha'olahu. If it's Tachas Begodov, it's Yisurim Shalava. If it's Befahesya, it's not Yisurim Shalava. So the Gemara then continues, Ubonim loy, heichidomi. So what does that mean? Ze etzem shal bein asiri shemeisloi, right? And explains the gavra rabba k'Reb Yochanan lo bo lo yisurim she'enum shalava. The Gemara has a remarkable thing. The Gemara is so confident about the greatness of Reb Yochanan that if Reb Yochanan lost his sons, then losing sons cannot be a chasaron of yisurim shalava. Amazing. Because it's not shayich that Reb Yochanan should be punished with Yisurim She'enam Yisurim Shalava. And since he lost his sons, so obviously it's almost like a logic, you know, 101. You know, if the first thing is that Reb Yochanan cannot have any Yisurim other than Yisurim Shalava. Second is that Reb Yochanan lost 10 sons in his lifetime. He went around showing the bone. He had some bone. Doesn't the monk Subis also? Ben Garma da Siro Bir. What's the conclusion from those two statements? Therefore, if Reb Yochanan never had Yisurim unless they were Yisurim Shalava, and Reb Yochanan lost his sons, losing sons cannot be a chasaron of Yisurim Shalava. So what is it then? Elohod lo havele klal hoda havelehu umesu. If a person does not have any children at all, it's Yisurim She'enam Shalava. If you have children and they die, that could still be considered Yisurim Shalava. Pile ploy, the whole thing. Reb Chiya bar Abba was sick, ola gabei Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan visited him, biku cholim. So he asked him the question. He said to him, Amalei chavivim alecha Yisurim. Are you happy with the suffering that you are suffering? Is it beloved to you? Do you appreciate it? Chavivim alecha yisurim. Amalei loy hein v'loy schara. I don't want neither the Yisurim nor the Schar that comes as a result. Meaning, in other words, that he understands that he'll get Schar, but to say Chavivim, Loi Heim V'Loi Schar. For this, there is no Rashi, which is remarkable, because what's the Pshat? In other words, what is it that's disturbing him, and what was the Kasha, and what was the Teretz? But that's what the Gemara says, Loi Heim V'Loi Schar. Omalei Havli Yodoch, give me your hand, Yoav Le'yodei V'Ukmei, and he picked him up. In other words, that's mashma that he healed him. You don't want the Yisurim? Okay, I'll help you. Rabbi Yochanan Cholash, Olagabi Rabbi Chanina. Amalei, he said to Rabbi Yochanan, Chavivim Alecha Yisurim, Amalei Lohem Veloi Scharan. Amalei Havli Yadoch, Yavli Yadei V'ukme. Amai, if Rabbi Yochanan has the kayach to lift up somebody from his chayli, why can't he do it for himself? We just had the story before that when Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba was sick, Rabbi Yochanan healed him. So why can't Rabbi Yochanan heal himself? What does he need that someone else should lift him up? So the Gemara has a famous expression, right? Amri ein chavush matir atzmo mi beis ha'asur. He could help others, but he couldn't help himself. Rabbi Lezer Cholash, ol gabei Rabbi Yochanan chazo dahava kogoni bebayis ofel. He saw that he was lying in a dark room. Gal ye ledare, he revealed his arm, v'nafon lahayra, and a light entered into the room. Rabbi Yochanan was so beautiful that just uncovering his arm created a light in the room. Chazi d'ave kabochi, Rabbi Eliezer. Amalei mai kabochis. Im mishum Torah d'le avshis, shaninu echad amar bevechamamid v'ashecha ben liba l'shamayim. V'im mishum mezoyne, loy kol adam zoyche l'shtei shulchanos. If you're upset that you didn't increase the amount of Torah, so, you know, according as Rashi says, kirtzoncha, I mean, there's no limit, right? So you didn't learn as much as you wanted. He says, echad amar bevechad amamid. As far as Parnos is concerned, that you're not a rich person. So it says, lav kol adam zoyche l'shtei shulchanos, v'mishum bonei. And if it's because of children, dein garma dasira habir. So he showed him that I also have tzaris that I lost my children. So how that reconciles with the previous Gemara and so on is a different story. But in any case, that's what he tied it to him. Amalei lahai shufra deboli ba'afra kabachina. I'm crying for this beauty that I just saw that put a light into the room, and I know that sooner or later the earth is going to swallow it up. It's not going to be permanent. It's not going to last forever. Yeah. That's the Gemara. Amalei al do vadai kobochis. Ubochu tarvayu. And they both started to cry together. He said it's very kedai to cry for that, and they started to cry together. Again, he asked him that question. Chavivim alecha yisurim. Amalei loy hein v'loy scharen. Amalei hav li yadoch, yav li yadei v'ukmei. So you have three stories where each time there's the question, chavivim alecha yisurim, and each time the answer is, loy hein v'loy scharen. So the question is, of course, if yisurim are memarkim, and if yisurim are providing schar, because otherwise he wouldn't say loy scharen if there's no schar. So why isn't it chavivim alecha? What's the problem? So the Maharsha here brings down the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's son, who would summon up Yisurim, says the Gemara, on a regular basis at night, and ask the Yisurim to leave him in the morning so that he should be free to learn Torah. And you see that it was Chavivim Olav because he asked for them. And he answers that Eino Chanami, because that was a situation where there was no Bitul Torah involved, because he was able to summon them at will and to dismiss them. And as great as the Yisurim were, the Gemara describes there that his wife bandaged him with many, many bandages, and they all used to get full of blood, and she would have to repeat the process every single night. Nevertheless, he was able to learn Torah as he intended to. That's not called Bitul Torah. Apparently, his Seder HaLimud was not affected, and Memela, it's called Yisurim Shel Ahava. Masha'en Kein, these Yisurim apparently did interfere with their Limud HaTorah, says the Maharsha, and therefore they cannot be called Yisurim Shel Ahava, as the Gemara says later on. So the Gemara says further, yeah, that's the Gemara in Hey Amud Beis that I wanted to mention to you, because you'll see soon in the context of the previous of the Gemara and the Vilna Gaon. On Hey Amud Aleph, the Gemara that the Gaon mentions, the Gemara says also a great deal about Yisurim, and the Gemara says as follows: Amar Rava Amarav Schoira Amarav Huna. Actually, I should start a little bit earlier. Yeah. Amar Rava v'itema Rav Chizda. Im roya adam shiyisurim boyim olav, yifashbesh b'maisav, shenemar nach besod rachenu v'nach kora v'noshuva ad Hashem. Pishbesh v'loy matza, yikla b'bitul Torah. There's another girsa that says before that, pishbesh u'matza yase tshuva. Pishbesh v'lo matza yitla b'bitul Torah. Shenema ashri agevar shet yasrenu ka umitarascha talamedenu. V'im tolo v'loy matza biyodua she yisurim shal ava heim shenema ki es asher yehav Hashem yochiach. So there are a number of mefarshim that learn that this chazal speaks specifically about Bitul Torah to the exclusion of any other Aveira. So they ask the question, of course, how is it possible to say Pishpesh V'loy Motzah and then say Yitla B'Bitul Torah if he was Mevatel from Torah? That's a tremendous Aveira, Bitul Torah. So what does it mean that he was Lo Motzah? He should have found the chesaron in him that he was not that he was Mevatel from Torah. It's a tremendous kasha. You understand the question? How could you say Yitla B'Bitul Torah as if that's a secondary thing when that itself is an Aveira? So if a person sees Yisurim Boyin Olav, Yifashvish B'Maisav, he should have found the Chesaron of Bitul Torah and said it's totally in that. Because of that, the Ramban in the Shaar HaGemul, when he speaks about Yisurim, you know what, let me read it to you from here, just as easy. So the Ramban says that the pshat of this Gemara is that yifashbish b'maisav means that he should look for all the loisaseis that he did, all the averus that he was over on loisasei, and if he can't find the loisasei that he did, he should be toilin bitul Torah, means as an example, as a prime example of bitul mitzvah sasei, but it really refers to all mitzvah sasei. Because the first thing he should look for when he has Yisurim, says the Ramban, is that he was he over any Averis of Lavin? Did he eat Chazer? Did he speak Lashon Hara? Was he Mechalo Shabbos? And so on and so forth. But if he can't find anything of the sort, he should look now for the Bitul Aseis of all the Aseis that he didn't do. He didn't put on Tefillin, he didn't Daven, he didn't say Kriyat Shema. So why does the Gemara say Yitlanu B'Bitul Torah? He doesn't explain. But he considers Bitul Torah as an example. The truth is, if somebody wants to find a mitzvah sasei that's most likely to be mevutel by just about anybody, since the demands of Limud HaTorah are so great, there's a very good chance that Bitul Torah is there. But it's not a lav. So Memeila, the first thing you look for are the lavim. Yisurim apparently are l'chatchila to be associated with lavim. So this is the lashon of the Ramban. The Ramban in Shaar HaGemul Os Kuf Yud Zayin. So the Ramban says, Lamadnu mehem zal sheyisurim boim tchila al maisov haroim shel adam vehein averos shelo taasei shehadin nosein sheyonish aleihem lefika kisheroek sheyisurim boim olav roi lo lefashbish b'maisov belagzor mehem b'tshuva, and to refrain from doing the averos that he did. What happens? V'zeu shenemar, and what's the pasuk? Nach besod rachenu v'nach kora v'noshuva ad Hashem. Upa'amim sheyisurim boyim al bitul Torah, v'chein kayotzei bazeh, v'chein bitulei mitzvah saseh. So you see clearly, You know, this reminds me of the famous Gemara, famous means that everybody knows the Gemara. All Gemaras are equally famous or not, depending upon how much a person knows them. But this is a Gemara that many, many people know. So by that, in that sense, I mean famous. So the Gemara in Beya says that Mizonosav Shal Adam are Kitsuvim Lo Tezayin Amad Aleph Tani Rav Tachlifa Achur the Rav Noy Chayzah Kol Mizonosav Shal Adam Kitsuvim Lo Erosh Hashanah Vad Yom Akipurim Chutz Meyotzah Shabbosas Vatzahs Yom Tov Otzahs Bonav L'Talmud Torah. So Rashi says Chutz Meyotzah Shabbosas Osa Lo Paskulo Ma Yistake L'Tzarcha Umehechon Tavoehu Alo Fima Shirogul So Rashi doesn't tell us anything about the particulars of that, in other words, why dafka those things. Rashi just explains what it means. So, but the Gemara says specifics. What does it say? Chutz mi hatzah Shabbos and Yontif, and hatzah is bonav l'talmud Torah. And Tosfos is crystal clear that it's specific. Why? Because Tosfos says, Pirishri, Hakol Nafki Mikroi de Leil, there's a noise of the Shabbos Kedoma Luvu Alaiva Nipareya, and Torah de Ksiv Chedvas, the Chedvas, he Torah de Ksiv Pigudei Hashem Yishar Misam Chelev. In any case, they learn it from the Pasuk before, says Tosfos, it's specifically Shabbos Yom Tov and Talmud Torah. If you look at the Ritva says, and Hu Adin, all other mitzvahs. In other words, the Ritva is saying, that all the mitzvahs of the Torah, if you spend money on them, tefillin, mezuzah, tzitzis, and so on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not include that in Mizonos of Shalodim Kitzuvim. In a similar fashion, although some of Farshim say Yitlanu b'Bitul Torah Dafka, here the Ramban says Bitul Torah is only an example, and the Gemara means, maybe because it's the most likely example, but the Gemara means all mitzvahs asay. So that's what the Gemara says, b'noigeya, Pishpesh v'loy matzah yitlenu b'bitul Torah, according to the Ramban, Ashri agever asher tiyasvenu komi terascha tlamdenu. What happens if you have yisurim that you do not have an occasion to explain them? Person didn't do anything wrong. He doesn't have even bitul of mitzvah saseh. So such a person has every right to assume that these are yisurim shel ava. What does it mean, Yisurim Shalava? Why should a person give somebody Yisurim? So, Bezus Hashem, next time, Bli Neder, we will focus on that and continue in the Ramban, in the Shaar HaGmul, and from that we will see a little bit better the connection that the Gaon made in Yud Zayin between what we call Yisurim in terms of self-mortification, of challenging yourself in Charot HaLachet, and actual Yisurim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposes, because the Gemara later says, Gimul Dvarim Niknim B'Yisurim, right? Torah Eretz Yisrael and Olam Haba, and it's clear that they're talking about external Yisurim as well, not just the Hirurei Tshuva that a person has that brings upon him Yisurim. So how does it connect the end of the Goyin and Yud Zayin to the beginning of the Goyin and Yud Zayin? So based on these Rambans, I'm going to try to explain it.